Aren't you glad he's your peace of mind tonight? That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he's my peace of mind. Amen. And he's going to help us. No matter where you at and what you're going through, he knows exactly what's going on in your life. Amen. And he is able to help us tonight. Amen. We're going to get in and worship the Lord through the book of Job tonight. Chapter number one, the book of Job. Yes, sir. Amen. The book of Job, chapter number one, tonight. And I know I'm coming here in the middle of this meeting. It's already getting started. We had a wonderful move last night, yesterday at our church. God's doing some great things where we're at. We pioneered a work there in Alabama, and God has just blessed us tremendously. And God, my wife would have loved to come. She knows a couple of folks. She's went to Bible school here and at Export 2 years of her life, and knows a couple of folks, I believe, that's here. And but she's expecting with our third child, amen. And I got about 4.5 weeks left, and so when I left her this morning, she was a crying, I was a crying, amen. 2 o'clock this morning, she is so sick. She was up real bad sick, and she was a crying, I was a crying. The older I get, the more homebody I get. Amen. And I hate to leave her. Amen. But she's a wonderful woman of God. And we adopted a boy when he was 14 years old, about four and a half years ago. And he's my right-hand man. And God has brought him a long way. And he's got to come with me. And he's preaching now. And God's doing some great things. His life, you'd never know, he lived on the streets of California, Los Angeles, California, for the time he was 2 to 10 years old, survived through the garbage can kind of life. But God got a hold of his life and orchestrated him into our hands. Amen. In our life, Brother Mike Blue, I know some of you may know him. Amen. Introduced us to this, to them, and through that, we adopted them, and God has done a great thing in his life, and we're glad he's here, amen, to help us, amen, in this meeting. You're going to get in to help me, aren't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to meet a lot of your preachers up at, or I don't know if it's up, down, where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at. Amen. So it's somewhere in Connecticut, amen. We got to see and meet a lot of the pastors, and we sure have enjoyed getting to be there with them the last 2 years in ministers' conference. And I used to think when you're a young preacher preaching at your home church, everybody gets in with you. You can put Moses, amen, praise the Lord, in the ark. You can put him in the ark and everybody just smiles and says amen. Because you're a homeboy, and I mean, they'll just get in and help you. And Alabama folks, especially in those times, they surround you while you're preaching. They just want to make you feel good. And no matter how, you know, if you mess up, they'll be patting you on the back. Come on. I thought, dear God, that's how everybody got in, till I went outside the state of Alabama. Amen. Went to South Georgia, and nobody said a word the whole time I preached. They sat there and smiled. I thought, dear God, this is the worst preaching I've ever done in my life. And nobody said a word. But I'm telling you, when I gave the altar call, it was heaven on earth. I mean, power of God fell. And so that Sunday night, I got back up, and I said, just smile at me. It'll be all right. Just as long as you get in this altar. So whether you shout, run while preach, or get in, or just smile, amen, we just want you to be helped this week, and we want to be a blessing to you, amen, this meeting. The book of Job tonight, if the Lord will help us as we stand for the reading of the Word. I feel this so strong, and amen. And Brother Eastman was talking and felt the Lord, what he said was right along with what we have to say tonight. Amen. I want us to look at verse number 6, Job chapter 1, verse number 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Satan came also among them, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth. Perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doeth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him? Can you shout amen? And about his house, not only him, but about his house. I don't necessarily believe that means his physical house, but his children. And about all that he hath on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, touch all that he hath, he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. There was a day when the sons and the daughters, his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, The oxen were plowing, the asses fell feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants of the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he's yet speaking, there came also another and said, The fire of God has fallen from heaven, hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped also to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, it just seemed like one thing after the other. Just as soon as one got through talking, here came another. Said, The Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away. Yea, have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he's yet speaking, there came also another and said, Thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in thy eldest brother's house. Behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. Fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose, can you shout amen? Rent his mantle, shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground, and did what? And worshipped, amen. Said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All of this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Stay with me. We're going to go somewhere with this tonight. Chapter 2, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Here comes Satan again among them, presents himself before the Lord. Can't you see God with a smile on his face? As he says, the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, Going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in all the earth, and a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. And I love this part that God throws in there, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. I told you, devil. Amen. I told you, you wasn't going to cause him to curse me. So the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, but the Satan says again, But put forth thine hand now, touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. The Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, smote Job with sore boils, the sole of his foot into his crown, and he took him a potsherd to scrape himself with one. He sat down among the ashes, and said his wife unto him, Doest thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. He said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? Shall we not receive evil? In all of this did not Job sin with his lips. We're going to look in the New Testament to one and two verses of Scripture here in the Ephesians chapter 3. We're going to bring this all in together, Ephesians chapter 3. And in verse number 20, the Bible says, if you're there, say amen. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly,
above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, through all the ages, world without end. Amen. Praise God. Father God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, we can do nothing except You anoint us tonight. This flesh can glory not in Thy presence. Lord, all that we've studied, all that we've prayed is to none avail if Your holy anointing doesn't fall on us. It's by Your blood I entered into salvation, and it's by Your blood I preach tonight. Not good that I've ever done or ever could do would cause me to be worthy. I rejoice in You. I have no confidence in this flesh. And I worship You in spirit and truth tonight. Anoint me, Father. Take my incapabilities. Use me tonight for Thy glory. I feel such a heaviness for this precious group of people. For weeks, Father, I felt such a heaviness in my spirit. Father, I ask You to anoint me tonight. Use me. In Jesus' name I pray. All the church said amen and hallelujah. Now, I do not know you, have no idea. I've just met some of you at the convention. I'm telling you, I've had such a heaviness on me. It's been such a heaviness that has disturbed me to the point that I almost, just not made me feel well. Because I feel like God wants to help us here. Amen. I feel like we're right smack dab in the middle of the will of God right here tonight. Hallelujah. One of my women of God looked at me as I started to leave last night. And she said, Pastor, she said, get ready. Amen. God's going to do some great things this week. Hallelujah. Amen. As we begin to look at this tonight, there is a wonderful, wonderful concept of what goes on, amen, in this kingdom. What takes place in this life. We have heard from the time that we are young how that there is a controversy between good and evil. Amen. Between darkness and light. Between God and the devil. From the beginning of time, amen, the devil has tried to rob God of His glory. Rob Him of what He deserves. All the way back when He was in heaven, He said, I will ascend higher than He is. He wanted to receive all the glory that God would have and all the honor that God would have for His own. And so His desire is to get glory, and the only thing that He wants to get glory from is from the creation of God, which is you and me. Amen. The world is in control, amen, by God. The seasons are controlled by God. Amen. The times, the flowers, the rivers, the weather, Mother Nature is in the hand of God. He is a sovereign Lord. Amen. Even in the things that are going to come to pass in the book of Revelations, we've been in the middle of on Sunday mornings, John said, I was in the Spirit. Amen. And I saw an open door and heard a voice saying, come up hither. He said, when I saw Him, He sat on a throne. In other words, He's sovereign. Amen. And there's nothing that has happened, and there's nothing that's about to happen in the opening of the seven seals that has disturbed Him or caused Him to become nervous. He has all things in His hands. Everything is controlled by Him. The only thing that has been given a choice is humanity. We have the choice to serve Him. And the reason why God done that, it's because if we didn't have a choice, we'd be nothing but mere robots. He would say, worship, and we would throw our hands in the air. He would say, praise me, and we would open our lips and begin to praise. But in doing that, it would be mechanical. It would be something that we are, amen, are been made to do, computerized to do. But the fact is, if I come in and surrender my life, amen, and come under subjection to the blood of Jesus Christ and the Word of God, amen, by choice, amen, I didn't have to, amen, I wasn't forced to. So when I lift my hands, it's more than just lifting my hands, because I have a choice to praise Him. I have a choice to worship Him, amen. Praise God. therefore it moves God, because He knows I'm doing it because I want to do it. Amen. Because I love Him and I desire Him. You're going to help me preach tonight, aren't you? And so we begin to see that throughout the Word of God, Satan tries to rob man, amen, of giving God that glory. He wants to destroy man, bring man to, amen, destruction, amen, that he could cause God, amen, to be hurt, amen, to be wounded, because the way humanity is doing. And so we find that the Bible says he is an accuser of the brethren. Can you shout amen? That means he is constantly accusing you and me before the throne. We find it here in the book of Job that God, amen, in the presence of the Father, amen, the sons of God come, they present themselves before God, and in the middle of all of this comes the devil, amen. He's come to accuse. He's come. Amen. You say, you mean to tell me that God, that's what the Bible says right here, is the devil coming to the presence of God? And God said, where have you been? Amen. God knows where he's been. Amen. He's just wanting to remind him of his limitedness. Amen. Amen. In other words, I'm the one that's still on the throne. Amen. And God says, where have you been? And Satan says, I've been roaming to and fro throughout the earth. I've been walking up and down in it. Amen. In my own words, in the New Testament, seeking whom I may devour is what he said. So God looks at him and God says to him, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now that disturbs us, don't you? Amen. Does anybody ever wanted to rip the book of Job out but me? Am I the only one that's ever wanted to rip the book of Job out of the Bible? Come on here. Don't look at me like that. Have you ever been going through it so bad? I mean, so tough. And you thought it's the worst trial you've ever been in your life. And you want to sit down and get in the mully grumps and start crying and think there's no use in going on. But right in the middle of all that, Job starts going, what about me? Look at what I went through. Amen. And while you're sitting there trying to give excuses for not worshiping and excuses for not, amen, going on. Amen. Job's going, look what I went through. Amen. Look what I had to face, but still I praised Him. And look what I had to go through, but still I didn't quit. Amen. And so sometimes you just like to rip it out. Amen. Because it's there to show us that bad things happen to good people. Amen. That life doesn't always go the way that we think it ought to go. Not everybody gets healed. Not everybody gets delivered. Amen. Come on, you're looking at me funny tonight. But we see this controversy God is sending here. Amen. And this is so beyond our comprehension, because God said, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. In other words, God said, I want to show you somebody that you can't do nothing with. Amen. I want to show you, yes, you may be deteriorating and running to and fro, but I've got a man who loves me. I've got me a man who's following me. I've got me a man who's dedicated and devoted to me. He loves me. Come on here. Amen. Have you considered him? Have you been by his house? Have you been? Well, Job says, oh, yes, sir. I've been by his house so many a times. You ever been by somebody's famous house? Amen. They got them big gates and them big walls, and you think, I wonder who lives there. Amen. Job has been, amen. The devil's come by Job's mansion, his palace, his kingdom. Amen. Many a times. But I love this. The devil says to God, I have considered him, but you've got a hedge built around about him. That I can't even get to him. Yes, I've wanted to bother him, but you got a hedge built round about him that I can't do anything with him. Woo! I remember one time in my younger days reading the story of the woman who was in the satanic church that got saved and got born again. I love to tell this story. Amen. And she says in her conversion, and it was a great conversion, amen, delivered from the chains of darkness. I can't remember the exact name of the book, but she makes something to this effect of the story. She said one of the first things that caught her attention to turn from the satanic church into serve Christ was one night they had went to cast a spell. Amen. Amen. Or went to pray against a preacher who was having a move of God. Amen. And God was doing great things in that church. Amen. And the satanic church had sent them. They drove in the middle of the night. And she said, as we neared his house, amen, she said they was 9-foot beings surrounding his house. She said they stood like glowing fire. She said we got out of our car anyway, our vehicles anyway, surrounded that man. He don't even know it. If you only knew what the devil wanted to do, if you only knew how many times in the middle of the night that God, I know you're going through it right now. I know you're facing some things right now. But if you only knew what the devil had really wanted to do, but he wasn't even able. This preacher's sleeping in his house. His children are asleep in the house. He don't have no clue that the satanic church is around his house. He's in the bed sleeping like a baby. But God says, I got you took care of, buddy. Hallelujah. Amen. She said, I got out. She said, we surrounded that house and began to pray. She said, we rear back, I don't know what they do, rear back to something this effect to cast their spell. Amen. She said, when we did, she said it bounced off of their chest like a ball. She said, that angel leaned over and looked at me and said, why don't you serve Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. 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 I said, hallelujah. Some of you ought to give praise right now for the hand of protection, for the glory of God that's upon and surroundable. Shut up. Well, I feel God in Pennsylvania just like I did Sunday night last night in Alabama. Somebody give Him some praise. Somebody give Him some glory. Somebody give Him some honor tonight. Praise God. It's wonderful to know that God has everything in control. Satan says, I wanted to go to his house, but you wouldn't let me. You got a hedge built around about him. You're protecting him. So then Satan twisted things to God. He says, do you want to know why he loves you so much? Because of that hedge. Do you want to know why he's devoted to you? Because you blessed him since he's been born. I mean, he's blessed coming, he's blessed going, he's blessed in the city, he's blessed in the field. Amen. Everything he touches is turning to gold. And the only reason why he loves you is because you're anointing him. The only reason why he loves you is because you've been so good to him. But if you remove your blessings and you remove your protection and you allow me to mess with him, I'll cause him to curse you to your face. Oh God, I'm going to show you. See, he's accusing my motives. He's accusing why I serve him. Amen. That's his job. He's saying, Satan saying, if you take away all the good things, I'll cause him to curse you. Well, then God rises up and said, let me tell you something. I'll remove the hedge. And I'll let you inside. Come on here. You can have everything that's there, but you can't touch him. Amen. Because I'm going to show you that he don't serve me because I blessed him. He don't serve me because I protect him. He serves me because he loves me. I'm the love of his life. I'm the love of his heart. He don't praise me because there's a choir. He don't praise me because there's a charisma preacher. He praises me because he's in love with me. He's dedicated to me. So I want you to notice this. God says, all right, I'm going to remove the head. Now, something that's awesome is the fact that the devil had to ask God's permission. You got to hear that again. Amen. Everything that you ever faced in your life had to be, come on here, amen, had to be asked. Everything the devil's ever done had to be asked permission. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but you know what that lets me know? Hey, Mr. Devil, what you're doing has been permitted by my Father. And if He didn't want it into my life, He would have never let you in the door to get to where I'm at. He's in control. He's on the throne. I come from Alabama to Pennsylvania to tell you God is an unlimited God with glory and power and majesty. He says, Satan, I'll let you in, but you can only, I'll let you in. I'll take down the hedge, but you cannot touch His body. I'll let you in His blessing. Amen, but I'm going to show you why He praises me. See, the devil wants to try to prove to God why you love Him so. Hallelujah. If you didn't have health, you didn't have good health, then you'll curse Him. But see, problems has a way of bringing out what's already in us. Whatever's in you is going to come out of you in the heat of the battle, in the heat of pressure. Hallelujah. If I get his name right, I believe his name was Uncle, the preacher telling it was Uncle, his name was Uncle Tom. Amen, if I get it right. But something to that effect, amen, if I've been Uncle Dan, I don't know, Uncle Dan, it was Uncle Dan. He's up there preaching, it was during the time of persecution of Pentecost. They throw rotten eggs and rotten tomatoes and Uncle Dan's up there just a preaching. I mean, he's having a time. He's a dancing and a preaching, and the power of God's a falling, and the Holy Ghost is moving. They're shouting from one end to the other. One of the deacons is a shouting right close to Uncle Dan. Uncle Dan's just a shouting and a preaching. About that time, somebody threw that front door open. Some of you older folks remember them rotten egg days. I don't. I'm too young. But they throw that door open, Brother Eastman, and they throw the rotten egg. About that time, Uncle Dan's a shouting. By the time that egg got right close to his head, he's in the Holy Ghost, so he just ducked his head. Didn't have no ideas. He just ducked his head. He's a shout, and he come down. When it did, it flew right by him. Hit the deacon right between the eyes. Him a dancing and a shouting. When that rotten egg hit him, he went and said a few choice words. Come on here. And Uncle Dan's still a shouting. Amen. Well, somebody said, well, Uncle Dan got by, didn't he? Well, about that time, they throwed another one. And this time, Uncle Dan was down. But about the time he come up, it hit him right between the eyes. And he's kept right on the shouting. He was slinging rotten egg all over the platform. And the deacon got so mad. He said, I don't understand it. When that egg hit me, I said stuff I shouldn't say before I did. Knew I'd say it. And when it hit you, you just praised Him. Uncle Dan never missed a lick. He kept on shouting. He said the reason why is because when you got hit, you had the cursor in you, and it just knocked the cursor out of you. But when it hit me, I had the praiser in me, and it just knocked the praiser out of me. I come to tell us tonight that what you go through, the things that we face in this life, is only going to bring out of us what is already in us. So God says, Satan, you can come in, but you cannot touch His body. Amen. So now we have God in an arena and Satan in an arena, and we've got poor old Job that don't have a clue what's going on. I mean, everything he touches turns to gold. And then in one day it flips. And everything he's touched turns upside down. I mean, in one day. Come on here. The book of Job screams at us. Not only did he lose one child, He lost all of them. Every last one of them. I've been there. I had to visit a pastor. An evangelist friend of mine. His evangelist children was with the pastor's children. And they all was in one vehicle and got killed in a car wreck. Amen. And only one child out of the whole car survived. One pastor friend of mine lost every child he had in one day. Both of his little baby girls, both of his teenage girls went into eternity. I mean, went from a full home to an empty home in a matter of a 9:30 morning, Sunday morning. Are you listening to me? It's a horrible thing. Job lost everything. Not only did he lose his children, he lost his houses, he lost his cows, he lost his farm, he lost everything he had. I mean, he went from everything to nothing. Are you listening to me preach? And can't you see, come here, amen, son, hallelujah. Can't you see Job? He don't have a clue what's going on to nothing. Here comes one servant. You lost your land. Here comes you lost your barns. By the time that gets through, you've lost your sheep. By the time that gets through, oh dear God, Job, I'm sorry, but you've lost all of your children. They're all gone, Job. Are you listening to me? So you got God, amen. You come help me, brother. Hallelujah. You got God. What's your name? Hallelujah. Oh, you the preacher have been preaching so good this weekend. I sure hated to follow you. They've been talking about how awesome you've been doing. Amen. But you see, you got God here, and you got the devil. Amen. Which one do you want to be? Amen. Hallelujah. All right, you're going to be the devil. You leaving tomorrow. Okay, you're going to be the devil. Hallelujah. Glory. The devil's leaving tomorrow, folks. Amen. Praise God. I'm just speaking. Amen. I want you to listen to me. You got God here. You got the devil here. They're in the arena. Who's going? Are you listening to me? And then you've got Job. Now it looks like God has left Job, but God ain't left Job for one moment. Are you listening to me? He's allowed that devil into his life with stipulations and limitations. And he says, hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, you be God because I want to be Job. Hallelujah. Amen. So about that time, are you listening to me? You see, there's a rivalry going on. The devil's telling God he's going to curse him. God's saying, you won't make him curse me, even if I take everything he's got away from me. Amen. And about that time, they're in an arena. You got the devil waiting and God awaiting to see what's about to happen. And about that time, instead of cursing, Job falls on his face. Amen. Is anybody with me? And about that time, amen, the devil said, here he comes. Here it goes. He's about to curse you. He's about to quit. He's about to lay it all down. But from the midst of those ashes, Job raises his hands and worshiped. Are you here to help me? He said, blessed be the Lord God. Naked I came into this world, and naked I'll go out of this world. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. I want you to know something right here. What I love about this is the devil had to sit there and watch Job worship. Watch Job. You know what needs to happen in this camp meeting? Some of you need to say, Satan, watch me shout. Watch me worship. Watch me praise him. Watch me glorify him. Some of you been in the valley. Some of you been in that arena. God's waiting for your response. Satan's waiting. What is your response tonight? I will worship. I will put... Wow! My God, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Some of you been in the middle of it, and God's waiting on your response. You've not responded yet. What is your response? How are you going to react? Worship! And the awesome thing is, ain't a thing the devil can do about it. I said, ain't a thing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. I'll be honest with you. Somebody, Brother Brady, you preach a while, I'll shout right now. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching, crying, and shouting. Amen. I think I'll just do all three of them. Hallelujah! The devil said you would quit. The devil said you were cursed. The devil said you'd throw the towel in. But guess what? I'm not quitting. I'm not cursing. I'm not going to get the mulligan. I'm going to praise Him. On the first night of this meeting, the Holy Ghost dealt with me to preach to you. You are fighting, I ain't one to title messages, but we are fighting a limited devil. He is limited in what he can do. He is limited in how far he can go. Hallelujah. He's been a fight in this meeting, fighting this fellowship. Come on here. Hallelujah. Woo! But I want this Pennsylvania fellowship to lift your hands and shout, you're a limited devil. You're a limited devil. You can only come so far. You can only fight so much. There's a line drawn in the sand. And when you get to that line, you gotta stop. When you get to that line, you can't go no further. Somebody give God some praise. Somebody give God some glory. I feel like I'm talking to some people who's been on the bottom. I feel like I'm talking to some people who's been as low as you can go. But I come to tell you, you're fighting a limited devil, but you're serving an unlimited God. Lift your hands and let God do what He wants to do. When that devil gets to that spot, he can't go no further. So now he comes to God the second time. God's sitting on the throne. Satan walks into the presence, I believe with his head down. And God says, hey, where you been? I know where you've been. You talking about wanting to rub it in his face. Come on here. I ain't trying to belittle this message or belittle God to any way of a wrestling match if he's any competition with the devil, because the devil ain't no competition to God. I'm not even trying to insinuate that. But I'm trying to show you that's exactly what he wants to do. He questions your motives, but he's limited. And when he come back before, I'm not blowing it up. It's in the Bible. The Bible says that when the devil walks in, God says, where you been? He said, I've been roaming to and fro. And you got to know a little bit about it, because he says that certain word I quoted a while ago. He says, have you considered? Hallelujah. Amen. The devil's going, you know I have. Hallelujah. You know what's going on. You just want me to say it out loud. Are you hearing me? He said, the devil, you just want me to speak it out. You just want me to let everybody know that you won the battle. That boy's still worshiping. That boy's still praising. He ain't got nothing, and he still loves you. About that time, he says, have you considered him? Yes, I have. He said, he's perfect and upright. Issueth evil and steal. And steal. That's what I'm talking about. He's rubbing in steel. You told me he wouldn't. You told me he would curse me. You told me he didn't love me but for the blessings. But now he ain't got a thing and he still loves me. Some of you may be in a place where you feel so alone and you don't have a thing. Come on here. But God wants to know, how much do you love me? Hallelujah. Do you love me when I don't anoint you?
Do you love me when I don't heal you? Do you love me when I don't bless you? Do you love me or do you love my blessings? Do you love me or do you love what I can do? Do you love me? Hallelujah. You move me against him and still he holdeth his integrity. Amen. The devil says, well, I tell you what, an eye for an eye too. Amen. Skin for skin. He said, you let me touch his body. Amen. I'm going to do a second shot. Let me touch his body. Amen. And if I can touch his body, I'll make him curse you. I know he didn't curse you when he lost everything. But a man will give everything for his breath. A man will give everything for his life. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel so much of the Lord. I feel God wanting to help us right here. And I'm going to shut up my eye here. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach things that's going to help us grow. But I felt like encouraging some folks tonight. Praise God. I'm telling you, God looks at that devil and says, all right, I will allow you to touch his body. You can touch him in the physical body. He said, but you cannot take his life. You cannot kill him. He drew another line in the sand. Glory to God. And he walked up to it. Are you hearing me? Praise God. He touched his body, his spoils, his disease. He scraped him with a potsherd. Amen. He's bleeding. Are you listening to me? He's laying there. He's wishing he was dead. Are you listening to me? Oh God, I wish I could preach this like I feel it. He's about to die. Amen. He feels like he don't have a reason to live. I've lost it all. Now I'm losing my breath. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, I wish, don't you wish? You see, sometimes it ain't as effective to us because we already know how the story ends. Job don't know the last chapter of Job. Job don't see the last chapters. All he sees is I've lost it all. God has turned on me. He's turned his back. He don't see the coming out. All he sees is where he's at. That's where some of you are tonight. You can't see the other side of this. You can't see the other side of what's going on in the conflict of your life. But don't you wish we could have been there and whispered in Job's ear, it can't kill you. It can't kill you. I come to tell you what you're going through is not going to kill you. Amen. What you're under, the low that you're under, that you feel like you're about to break, ain't going to destroy you. You may feel like you wish you could just go ahead and die. You may feel like you've took all that you can take. But I'm telling you, there is a limitation of how far this trial's going to go. Just as sure as there's a... Come here. Again, Brother Brady, help me. Hallelujah. You get down there. You're going to be God this time. Hallelujah. We're going to let you be God before you leave here. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a point A in this thing. Are you listening to me? Point A is when you go into it. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? But there is a point B. See, God, the Bible says in the New Testament, looking at the end of Job's trial. And just as sure as there was a set date that Job went into it, there is a set date that is going to come out of it. There is a limitation to this trial. There is a limitation to this valley. There is a limitation to this battle. There is a limitation to the lies. I need some people who know you should be dead, but you're praising him tonight. I want some people who know you ought to have done lost your mind, but you still got a song and you still got a praise. My God, help me tonight. You felt like you should have done, went under, but you still got a song. You still got joy. You still got love. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somewhere, there's a point a beginning. Now Job's in the middle of it, and he gets down on his knees this time, and his wife says, "Curse God." He said, "Woman, I know what you're thinking, but you're a foolish woman. Shall not I receive good at God's hand and bad also?" Hallelujah. He is still God, Jehovah. He still is on the throne. And if He sees fit, though He slay me. Though He slay me. Yet. Some of you need to say that word, yet. Nevertheless. Yet. Though He slay me. Yet! Though He slay me, shout it, yet! I will trust Him! Hallelujah! I'm not going to quit! And just as sure, and I'm getting ready to close, just as sure as there is the point A, there is the point B. And you've only got to make it from point A to point B. Because there's a line drawn in the sand. And when God gets through testing, hallelujah, the test is to prove what you really have in your heart. What's your motive? Why do you love Him? Why do you serve Him? Why are you here? It's only to prove to Satan, come on here, and to the rest of the world, you are what you say you are. Hallelujah. And when you come out, God, help me preach tonight. I don't want to get into any of this. I've been in the midst of it. Somebody said to me here one time, they said, "Brother Gray, how are you going to handle this?" I said, "Honey, when you done been dead, put in a grave and put a stone on top of you, and done been raised back to life," I said, "what can you threaten Lazarus with now?" Hallelujah. Threatened, "They going to kill you?" Well, I done been there. Hallelujah. I've been hurt by the best friends in my life. Gave my life to the movement. Pentecost, people I run with, some of the very ones that's supposed to be my heart, stabbed me in the back. And people with a wholeness image hurt me worse than the world's ever thought about hurting me. The people who look the best. I'm telling you, that devil wanted me to run the opposite way. But at 3:00 in the morning, laying in my bed crying, I'm telling you, tears running down my face. I wasn't married at the time. I'm going through hell, people lying. Hallelujah. I think this is it. But I'm telling you, in the middle of all that, I seen my Bible like it glowed in the dark. I walked over and opened the Bible, flipped it, and it was already open. But when I went over and placed it over, it was on the scripture jump. I mean, if I please men, I am not the servant of Christ. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, "The people may be wrong, but my precepts and my principles are not. And if you lose sanctification, you're going to lose my anointing. And if you lose the image, come on here, and the principles of holiness and righteousness, you'll lose out with me, and I can't bless you." Hallelujah. You let the people be the people. Let them gossip. Let them talk. Let them run their mouth. Let them do what they want to. I'll deal with them on judgment day. But the fact is, hallelujah, you just do what I want you to do. And I'm telling you, I went through the hardest trial of my life. Amen. Are you listening to me? Anybody ever heard of Russell McDonald? Russell McDonald called me. He said, "Son, the Holy Ghost said to tell you, hallelujah, for every door this lie's been told on you, it cancels. God's going to open you 5. Well, only one door canceled on me, and it was only because, amen, there were some people in the family, in that family, who had lied. Amen. Come on, you're getting quiet on me anyway. And I'm telling you, I called Russell McDonald up on the phone. I said, "You're a false prophet." Hallelujah. "You don't know why?" I said, "One door shut on me." I said, "You said it went on open, but 5. I said, "The week that guy closed the door, another guy called me in another area. I was evangelizing there. I said, I preached one revival and booked 20-something revivals. I said, not only did I get 5 revivals out of 1, I got 23. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been more, and I was more busier than I ever been. Had more souls saved than I've ever been. Come on, you're looking at me. And the lie that they tried to shut down, I'm not a bragging brother. Amen. Hallelujah. He was talking to me about how God's blessed him and his children. He said, Brother Greg, don't think that I'm bragging like it's me, it's God. He said, but the Lord told me I need to tell it and testify. Well, I want you to know, amen, in the middle of all that, Brother Andrews, amen, I just said I'm going to do a work for God. Let them do what they want to do. While you're talking, I'm going to keep on walking. While you're running your mouth, come on here, I've been there. Amen, we started our little church from nothing. God moved on me to pastor. My first church had 60-something saved the first year. Went from zero young folks to over 20-something. Amen. Left there, started my own pioneer work. Amen. And we just topped over 100. Amen. In the southeast Alabama. And all the, amen, most conservative churches don't run much over 20. But God's a blessing. I'm not bragging that we've got more than they do. Started a youth conference 6 years ago. This year we had 1,700 teenagers. Amen. Counting counselors on a Friday night in a theater. Come on here, arena. Brother Kenny Morris preached like a wild man. Heaven fell. You want to know why? I'm stopped fighting a limited devil, but I'm serving an unlimited God. It ain't hit you yet. I said it ain't hit you yet. I said it ain't got a hold of you yet. What you're going through is limited. What you're fighting is limited. But when you get to the end of your trial, there's an unlimited God. I said that's an unlimited God who's unlimited in authority, unlimited in power, unlimited in glory. Raise your hands and give God praise. Raise your hands and give God glory. Come on, sis. Whoever's going to play for the... My God, somebody needs to praise it. I said somebody needs to praise it. The Bible says there was a great storm. The word great means mega. It means beyond comprehension. Storm. But when Jesus got through speaking peace, the Bible says, and there was a megacom. He traded the mega storm for a megacom. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you, Job got double what he had before. And I'm telling you, amen, Brother Brady's been lost over here. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Brady. I'm still going to use him. I'm telling you, you get to that line. Some of you are just about to the line. Be not weary in well-doing. It's a limited trial. It's a limited test. It's a limited devil. But when you cross that line tonight, you're going to step into the unlimited hands of God. Some of you might have felt like your ministry's gone down. Some of you pastors might feel like hell's fought your church and it's about to go under. But I'm telling you, don't give up now. I said, don't give up now. Cross that line tonight. Throw your hand. He said, I am. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Now unto Him. Now unto Him. Now unto Him. I said, now unto Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who has the action of His power. Come on here that worketh in us. He is able to carry out, in my own word, His own purpose. He's able to do supernaturally, superabundantly, far over and above all that you dare to ask or think. He's able to give beyond your highest prayers, your highest desires, your highest thoughts, your highest hopes, your highest dreams. Now unto Him who's able to go far beyond, exceedingly above anything you can think or ask. He's an unlimited God. I said He's unlimited. Give Him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How about you tonight? Everybody stand all over this building. How about you right now? Throw your hearts up with your hands and just give Him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure her mic's turned on, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you right now, without any further ado, would throw you, you already got your hands up, but how many of you will step out in the aisle right now and say, Brother Greg, I've been in a battle and I'm fighting, but I've come, realize tonight it's a limited thing, but I'm serving an unlimited God and I'm ready to cross that line. Come on, move, start walking right now, run. I'm crossing the line. I'm crossing the line. Now I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning. Amen. Got an hour's nap this evening. I won't be able to pray to lay hands on every one of you. So I want you to begin to pray. Run, run all over this building. Come on, begin to pray for one another. Amen. Brother Eastman said, any way you want to do it, preacher. If y'all want to stand, stand. You want to walk, walk. You want to kneel, kneel. Go ahead, sis. Come on, I need some of you to help me pray. Oh, great God of heaven. Listen, you're not waiting on me. You're not dependent on me. Oh, I didn't bring it with me. You gotta press your way through right now. Hallelujah.
God's got a miracle waiting on you. 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 Reach out and grab it. You sure can have it. God's got a miracle for you.
Come on, baby.
Oh my God's got a miracle.
If I could have about 10 of you that would sacrifice your own blessing right now to help me pray, God will bless you before the altar service is over. I need about 10 of you to help me pray. Start laying hands on me. Oh, he's a limited devil. Oh, but he's a limited devil.
Reach out and grab it. He's dark and epic. God's got a miracle. Oh, my God's got a miracle waiting on you. 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 Reach out and grab it.
In the name of Jesus, right now.
waiting on you. God's got a miracle waiting on you. God's got a miracle waiting on you. God's got a miracle waiting on you. Reach out and grab it, for you sure
been having. Come on, give me a point tonight. It's bigger than me, Father. It's stronger than what I am. This man's bigger than who I am. I need you to help me. Oh, look at that.
Holy Ghost, He's got all three in one. I know God is God, and
God don't ever change. I know God is God, and He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God. He's God in the Hebrew children. He's God in my sin. He's God all of creation, and He's God in the hearts of men. God is God. God don't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. He always will be God. And He always will be God. He always will be God. And He always will be God. He's God in New York City. He's God in Tennessee. He's God right here in Oswego Valley. He's God all over me.
I know God is God. And God don't ever change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. He always will be God. And He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God.
He always will be God. Sing it with me.
He always will be God.
Oh,
He always will be God, and He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God. He always will be God, and He always will be God.
Are you believing it?
He always will be God. 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 He always will be God.
Give it down in your spirit.
He always will be God.
For He always will be God.
He always will be God. He always will be God. He always will be God. He always will be God. He always will.
The voice of triumph. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He always, always, always will be God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, let's give Him a clap offering tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, He always, always will be God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. How can we dismiss? Hallelujah, glory to God, amen, He always will be God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. I'll tell you, if you didn't hear anything else, you praise the Lord in the middle of it all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You keep on praising Him. You keep on glorifying Him. Hallelujah. Amen. And keep right on keeping on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They want to sing another one. I don't know. You have to get another one there or that same one. I don't think you're quite ready to go yet, are you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just reach out to the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil can't stop us from serving God and for shouting and praising Him and glorifying Him. Hallelujah. No matter what. Glory to God.
God is still in the miracle business.
Uh-huh.
God still makes devils rise.
Oh, yeah.
So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it done.
Oh, God is still in the miracle business.
Oh, God
still makes devils rise. So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it done.
My God is still in the miracle business.
I believe that.
Oh, God can still make devils rise. So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you
Nashville and America lives now.
Up your feet, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
God. Hallelujah. Put them under your feet.
So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it
down. Now, God, you're in a miracle business. I believe it.
Oh, God, you make devils rise. So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it down. Oh, my God, it's still in the miracle business. Oh, God, still make devils rise. So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it down. Oh, my God, it's still in the miracle business. Oh, my God, still make devils rise. So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it down. Oh, my God, it's still an American business. God, still a devil's cry. So no matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it down.
I believe that now, God, it's still an American business. God, clap your hands. Amen.
No
lift up your feet.
Get on
before
knees
the Lord.
Before you count the one, you can count it down.
Now, God, it's still an American business.
Oh, God, you make devils cry. Doesn't matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it done. God, it's still an American business.
Oh, God, still make devils
cry. No matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it
down.
God,
you're
still
in the miracle business.
God, still make devils cry. No matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count to one, you can count it down. Oh, my God, you're still in the miracle business.
Have to rise. Put them out the door. Hallelujah. Down the road.
Oh, my God, it's still a miracle business. Oh, God, it's still a miracle. Don't matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it down. Oh, my God, it's still a miracle business.
Hallelujah. Ah, put the devil out the door. Hallelujah. Put him out.
Get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it down.
Oh, now God is still in America.
Still in America business. God, you make devils rise. No matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it down. God is still in America. Still in America.
In a miracle
business. Oh, my God, still make devils rise. No matter what you need, get on your knees and pray. Before you count the one, you can count it down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what we want to do. I want you to turn around. Amen. I hope they get out of the way of the door out there. Get out of the way. And I want somebody to hold it open back there.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I want you to point your finger towards that door. Hallelujah. Devil, amen. I'm still going to shout, and I'm going to pray, and I'm still going to follow the Lord. And out of the door of my life, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going on with God. Hallelujah. And I'm still going to glorify God. Be gone. Thank you for the victory, Lord. And give the Lord a hand. Give Him a hand. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. We probably won't sing it, but you won't leave like you came. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. We'll just stay all night if you want to. Won't say anything. Hallelujah. Amen. If a cup of coffee's drawing you, you can get over. Amen. And get one over there in the dining hall. If the Lord's kind of drawing you, stick around a while here. Amen. And worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the good word of the Lord tonight. Thank you for every song that has been sang. Thank you for God. Everything you have done tonight. Hallelujah. And my God, that we got you in our life. Hallelujah. And devil, you are limited. You can only move and work against us as permitted by God. Hallelujah. But we're going to keep praising you, Lord, through it all. Hallelujah. Many in this auditorium praised you through very difficult times. But they've kept the faith. They've not hindered. They've not faltered. They've kept the faith right through dark hours. Hallelujah. And glory to God. You see that. Hallelujah. God, you've got a double portion of coming. Hallelujah. You're going to work and move. And you are. And you're there. Thank you for this service tonight. Some are traveling on the highway. So you'll be with them, God. And help them. They want to get back tomorrow. Some are going to try to get back in the morning. Some got to go to work. But as soon as they can, they're going to be back. And those that remain, Lord, I pray you'll just move on the campground tonight while people go to bed. While they chat together, God, let the Spirit of the Lord just work and move. And God, hallelujah, things they say will minister unto those they're speaking to. Have your way. We love you tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. The dining hall is open. The bookstore is open. Many wonderful things. Things in the bookstore, the prices are down. And you just take a good look. And God bless you.